Iran's government says the fire that broke out at Evin prison in Tehran on Saturday was caused by fighting between inmates. Overnight smoke was seen rising from the facility and gunshots were heard. The detention center holds many political prisoners. Officials say at least 9 people were injured.
This fire was caused by a fight between some prisoners in the sewing workshop. The workshop was set up to create jobs for the inmates.
Rasul Sadr is live for us now in Tehran. So, Rasul, what is the latest you're hearing on this now?
Well, the fire started around 10 p.m. On Saturday, local time in Tehran. We have seen that the blazes and the smoke rising above the infamous Evin prison. And based on the videos that we have received, we can see that it's not only it wasn't happening only in one ward, but in different parts of the prison, we could see that they are burning. So official statement was that there was a clash between the prisoners and some of the prisoners set fire on the warehouse or the sewing workshop in the prison, and after that 8 people have been injured. Tehran's governor Mohsin Mansouri, right immediately after the incident, he went to the prison and led an investigation. He said that those prisoners who set the fire are those who have been charged based on the financial frauds and theft, and that the political prisoners in the political prisoners in Evin prison didn't get involved in the incidents. So, but right after that, we have seen that all the roads around Evin prison have been blocked by the security forces, and also people gathered in the streets, and there was sporadic protests around the prison. So despite all of these official statements, there are still questions that remain unanswered. One of that is that there is no official explanation regarding the explosions so far. What has caused the explosions? And also another question is that why would the prisoners risk their lives with hope of no escape and also set the fire on the warehouse that the blazes could quickly spread into their wards and claim their lives. So Evin prison is one of the biggest prisons in Iran and perhaps the most famous one. There are at least hundreds of the political prisoners that are still kept there, particularly the foreign citizens that are charged based on spying for the foreign countries or collecting sensitive information from Iran and sending back to their countries. They are kept there, including 3 American citizens. One of them is Siamak Namazi. And also the children of the former president, Hashemi Rafsanjani's son, Mehdi Rafsanjani, and Faizeh Rafsanjani, they are also there. And today, the family released a statement, said that Mehdi Rafsanjani received a call from the security forces, and they asked him not to come back to the prison because he was on a furlough for the weekend. So we do not know whether this is going to be extended or not. But based on this statement, we understand that the situation in Evin prison is still not fully brought under control, and it is still delicate. Through its disparate, the turbulent history, there has been several attempts to close it or to move the prison out of Tehran, but so far all of that attempt failed.
Yeah, still a very fluid situation there. Rasul Sadr, live for us in Tehran. Thank you.